The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, best-selling author and speaker Sheila Walsh encourages everyone that when the pressure in life seems overwhelming, you can still find peace.
For it to be true, it has to work in Calcutta the same way as it works in Chicago. You know, if it's the truth of the gospel, it holds up in the worst of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And what is so clear to me is that Christ himself has promised us his peace.
Today, I'm Betty, and this is James, and we've got Sheila with us.
Sheila Walsh, and you'll just be known her as Sheila here pretty soon because she's part of the Life Outreach family Life Today. Sheila is going to spend this part of her life journeying, and we hope it's many, many years of journeying as we are, you know, definitely probably have some portion of the better part of our life behind us as far as time. Sheila's much, much younger than me and Betty, but she's been
not
around
much.
A little while. She's Welcome, Sheila Walsh, back to Life Today. She's going to be around. You're going to be seeing a lot of her. And this week in the bookstores is Peace, you know, for today and every day. If you get it today, you'll want it tomorrow. And this woman is gifted by God. And in the program that we did earlier this week, I talked about how you can have the understanding of the Holy Spirit, have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, but not be carried by the Spirit, living filled, overflowing with the Spirit, and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, even though you may have some characteristics that seem to be part of it. When you're filled with the Spirit, carried with the Spirit, those characteristics are all there like a single cluster of grapes. And you abound in those things as you are walking in that power, which the enemy will do his best to keep us from being there. But there's also the gifts of the Spirit and the gifting by the Spirit. And when we say Sheila is gifted in so many ways, I mean, let me just tell you this. I'm going to just brace you. In the first week in heaven, you listen to me sing. You got that? I shall sing like Caruso. I shall sing like you've never heard a man sing. You ready for that?
I'll be there for that.
That's right. You will be. Because our daughter, when she was three, she'd go get the neighbors and say, come over here and hear my daddy sing. It's so funny. And they would come from all over the neighborhood. So I'm going to sing. But Sheila can sing. She can teach. She can share. She can host. It's just she can write, for heaven's sake. So she's got all these gifts. So what are you going to do with these gifts the rest of your life, Sheila? We want to know. Life Today audience wants to know.
You know what I think would be amazing? If something, I feel, and I don't know if you guys feel the same, that something new is stirring up, like this tidal wave of love.
I believe that.
You know, wouldn't that be amazing if, you know, we've all done different things, you've all done different things in your life, but what if we all stood in this one place? And just said, let's be so filled with the love of the Father that it overflows and that we see across our nation like this tidal wave of love.
Yes. Oh, boy.
You know, I was...
The Father's love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Manifested.
The Father's love, which is, you know, I watched some footage of a tidal wave that hit an island and how everything it hit on was taken out. You know, it destroyed everything in its path. And I'm thinking, but the tidal weight of the Father's love, would remove barriers,
it would remove
chains.
It's redemptive.
And it would rescue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think...
And they would come toward it.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't have to beg.
And I want, I mean, I really want everyone who watches and everyone who's in our studios to join, mm-hmm. you know, and tell other people about it. Let's make this commitment that in 2016, we won't be known as much for what we're waving our finger at, but in whose name we come.
Yes.
You know, because God's love changes everything.
You can speak the truth in power and the power of love. You can speak it with authority in love. You can speak correction in love. If you want to discern the Spirit, one of the greatest ways to discern what Spirit is functioning and in play, is it a spirit of redemption or a spirit of destruction? Is it something that wants to tear down or build up. And if it's the Spirit of the living God, it's redemptive. And it can carry us beyond our circumstances. Love lifted me. It literally can. It's not water to wade in, but it's manifest love that carries us, that we are filled with the Father's love to overflowing. It can't be held back. It can't be denied. It can't be ignored. And just as with the Word, it will have its transforming effect when it impacts people.
I'm like a huge fan of Romans. I mean, I'm just like, good job, Paul and the Holy Spirit. I mean, I love Romans. But Romans chapter 8, what I love about it, it begins with no condemnation and it ends with no separation. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that because he said, you know, there is now therefore no...
She's over here grinning because she read it to me this morning.
You did?
She's just reading this to me this morning. So you all have had a meeting before we got here.
But I love that. And sometimes people say, well, what's the difference, you know, because I do feel condemned. To me, the difference is the Holy Spirit brings conviction, mm-hmm. and conviction draws you closer to the Father. The enemy brings condemnation, and condemnation pushes you further away. That's what makes you think, I have to clean up my act before I ever come home.
Yep.
Whereas God's love says, no, come as you are. Mm-hmm. Just come as you are, and we'll work on this together.
And you know, the wonderful thing is that he was always looking for that boy that was making a mess and fouling his reputation. He wasn't doing anything right. And he looked every day for him. I'm telling you, the Father's love is so indescribable, but we can experience it. And here's the thing that I'm convinced of, and it's where I hear your heart longing for, and I think without a doubt God's does. We can not only experience it, we can express it. Yeah. We can release the love that fills us. And that really is what we need to do. And I think we're going to see that.
You know, I had a really interesting, I was overhearing a conversation between two young girls. It was Sunday, it was after church. We were all in one of our favorite coffee shops and they were talking to each other and holding their Bibles. And one of them said the other, you know, I just don't watch television anymore. I'm so over the news and all this bad news. And the other girl said, yeah, I just watch reruns of The Office. And even though I kind of understood, I sat in my car and I thought, Lord, what's wrong with this? Because I thought, we are not, I mean, we were born in this day for this moment. We are not saved to wait for Jesus to come and get us out of here. We are redeemed to reach out his love to other people. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to do a bit of a shift in our understanding of what's the purpose of our life. I mean, it's not. One of my friends, Guy Jason, who's lead singer of Building 429, he said, it's not Jesus against the world. It's Jesus for the world through us. Mm-hmm. And I think when you grasp hold of that, and rather than thinking, I don't want to know, think, Lord, how can I be an answer to this? How can I be your love in a place where there's no love?
Well, and I think we tend to, because of whatever reason, hurt, loss, disappointment, you know, circumstances of life that we're going through, we kind of check out.
I know, that's true.
As Christians.
Yeah.
And we just kind of get in our own little world and our surroundings, and we're missing the blessings of God through our life to other people and to our own lives.
One of my prayers every single morning without fail is, Father, give me eyes to see today what I'm going to miss.
Mm.
And give me ears to hear what people are not saying. You know, there's a woman who came up to me and I was signing some books, and she kind of cut in between me and the woman whose book I was signing, and she said, I'm so fed up hearing about your perfect family. And I said, then come home and meet us, you know, tarry a little. And there was something about her anger that the Holy Spirit said, pay attention. So I said, would you just hold on for a moment? And after I'd finished talking to the other lady, I said, let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk outside. And I said to her, what happened to you? And honestly, at first, I thought she was going to deck me. But she collapsed into my arms because she's buried two children.
Mm.
And every time I get up on a platform and I talk about my darling son, it was just like a fresh knife turn in her heart. That I think, Lord, we cannot be reactionary as believers. We have to be responders. We have to be first responders.
Mm.
So that, you know, we ask, we intentionally every day say to the Holy Spirit, help me see today what I'm going to miss. With my natural eyes, I'm never going to see that. And help me to hear the cry of someone's heart rather than what's coming out of their mouth.
I want to say something to the audience that's sitting here as well as at home. You know, it seems to people who watch that maybe Betty and I get along. Maybe we actually like each other. and we didn't just hang in there and let the rough end drag. Maybe Pretty Little Smiles is, I get to see it a lot. Yeah, well, we do. And we have beautiful, beautiful joy. Sheila, I never tell people in this audience or in a coliseum or a church about the blessings of God on our 11 grandchildren, our family, or on our marriage, that I don't realize all over the audience and all over the world, there are people who lower their head. And as a wife says, I wish I could say that about my husband. I wish I could say that about my children. I wish I could say that about my grandkids. I feel that. When I express the gratitude to God for the great things I've experienced in the midst of pain and hurt and misery, I want it for you. And when I talk about the greatness of God and I realize the hurt and the loneliness, I want to bind up the broken heart. I want to heal you. When I hear about a sickness, I want it well. And I want to be a part of the healing process. Now, if that's in me, a fatherless kid that had no chance, and I can't fix everything, imagine what God feels and the love that would give His only begotten Son for our redemption and for our healing in our life, and the one who can bind up the wounds and who can help us carry the load and make it light. Imagine what He feels for you. Where you are, just ask Him to lift you. Ask Him to strengthen you, to fill you with His love and grace, and spill it out through you towards someone else. Sheila, I want us together and as a team and working now you're with us, I really want us to not only see God get His arms around people, but I want those people to become His arms. I want you to tell us, and it's amazing how we're talking about peace, but we haven't talked about the little book.
That's cool.
And it just came out this week, and I know you want to help people, but what inspired you to write the book, and why would it be important, you think, for people to get it and get into it?
Because I wanted to put something in people's hands that would help them worry less and trust more. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in life that is not good. I mean, you've just talked about that. And over the last 20 years, I've had the privilege of speaking to over 5 million women. But when I go out and I just wander on the concourse and I listen to their stories, there's so much that's going on in people's lives. And so it's driven me to my knees, saying, Lord, what can we tell? Because something, for it to be true, it has to work in Calcutta the same way as it works in Chicago. You know, if it's the truth of the gospel, it holds up in the worst of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And what is so clear to me is that Christ Himself has promised us His peace.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a good feeling, not something that's, you know, that can move with the circumstances. He has promised. And where I've discovered it is, you remember the man that was delivered of demons? Mm-hmm. You know, they said, my name is Legion, for we are many.
Sure.
If you think about that scene, you have the disciples who've traveled all night in a boat. They had a terrible storm, which I believe was demonically turned
sure.
up to
no
stop
doubt.
Them getting
sure.
there. They get to the edge of this place they've never been, tombs, and it's very unholy for Jewish people to be there. This crazy dude comes running down from the tombs, cutting himself, yelling, and then Jesus casts the evil spirits into the pigs. They go running off the cliff. There's one place in that whole chaotic scene where there's peace, and it's at the feet of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
where that man is found clothed mm-hmm. and in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
So can there be chaos going on around you and still find peace? Yes. Where do you find it? At the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know what real prosperity is, it's when you have peace without what the world doesn't recognize as prosperity. It's where when you have none of the material possessions that people see as a measure of prosperity or gain. And it's where that peace still prevails if you have an abundance of what the material world and what the world calls prosperity is. You're not controlled by it. You're not defeated without it. You're not defeated with it because you are possessed by a peace that passes our comprehension apart from God. Sheila, it's what I think you've broken out fairly neatly in devotional style, where people will go to the Word, they will see and experiences that you share that they can identify with, how they can find the peace that God offers.
Each day is just a short devotional, a takeaway thought, and then five scriptures, which I copied out for you in case your dog ran away with your Bible. But it's doable. You can do it if you're, you know, a carpool mom. I actually wrote it after an encounter with, I went into a women's prison, and I talked to some of the prisoners, and the one woman I talked to in the end said, I wish you could give me something that I can concentrate on. I have a hard time concentrating. So I actually wrote the first book really with this prisoner in mind.
Wow.
Because I thought, I want to put something in your hands that's not just my thoughts. Yeah, I'll share. It's like Paul said when he wrote to the church in Thessalonica. We've determined to share not only the gospel, but our very lives.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of my life, but then there's the Word of God that will sustain you in the midst of difficult times.
And it's very interesting that you were inspired to write about peace while you were in prison. One of the most powerful messages that I ever preached at God Bless was called Prisoners in the Promised Land. And you remember in Nehemiah, we came into the land that you gave us, and behold, we're slaves in it. And people have lived in slavery in the midst of what God has given us as the opportunity to abound in grace and with the wherewithal to be blessed and bless others. And yet people live in bondage to something or without something. And God wants to give us peace in the Promised Land. A lot of the prisoners, most of the prisoners I find are not in those prisons with bars. No. They're sitting in churches.
Yeah.
And they're defeated and they're in bondage, and God wants to set captives free. I think this will be a blessing to you. Do you love Sheila and what she brings to us as a gift? You are a gift and a treasure. I want to ask you to do something now. I'm asking you. I've really been praying for the people who watch Life Today. And I've actually been praying that God would give us an opportunity to talk to everyone on planet Earth that would like to experience Life Today. The reality of the life that is abundant. Not a life with abundance, but abundance of life, with or without substance. Where Paul said, I've got peace, whether I abound or I'm abased, whether I have or have not. Boy, that's the peace that passes understanding. It's what Sheila's talking about and sharing from the Word. But as I've been praying, I've really been inclined to ask you who reach out to receive a blessing, and rightly so. I'm asking you to pause and join a host of people that are the most magnificent remnant I've ever come across. The missionaries around the world tell me, when I compliment them on the greatness of their commitment and what a great Christian they are, they say no. The greatest Christians are the people who love God and allow us to be here sharing the love of God and not be empty-handed. I want you to pause and be part of that remnant. And I want you to look in with the eyes of Jesus, not check out, go somewhere else, but just say, Jesus, what do you want me to do about what I see? That's all I want you to ask. Watch.
I've been told that people will come here and offer the mothers hope for their children in the way of a job in a hotel, offering them a trade.
I
But in reality, that's not what happens. They're sold into trafficking. They become slaves somewhere.
Nhung ta nhưng nơi mùi mai ơi nhưng mai ơi nhưng mà đai bật khom bật cất bật khom cô này tới bình chân quê em được mà nằm luôn ai bay khom thực ba bảo tự đình một kề chân.
Listening to the girls talk about being tricked and sold in the sex traffic trade and how shameful they are and how broken they are, how they're beaten and locked in rooms for 2 years at a time, how they long for their mothers. I'm brokenhearted over that. And I don't understand that kind of evil. I do understand that we can make a difference. And I do know that by supporting Life Outreach, we can change these lives. We can rescue these girls out of this situation and teach them a trade and change their lives. It may be one life at a time, but it's their life.
It's such a touching thing for me to watch one of our friends. I actually did the wedding of Kyrie and her husband, Jimmy, some 30 years ago, and they have a beautiful family and grandchildren. They're just precious. And from the time they began their journey and their marriage, they have supported our outreaches, and Kyrie has gone to the mission fields with us now for nearly 20 years as a homemaker and a grandmother that loves her family as much as anyone we've ever seen. And what she is sharing with you about someone being sold into sex trafficking, you can't imagine anyone doing that. It's hard to comprehend that a person that's poor or desperate could be misled or on purpose sell a child into that kind of slavery. How do you handle and comprehend that?
First of all, Kyrie, thank you for being there and showing us the need, the hurt that's going on with these children, these precious girls that are so trapped, they're lied to, and then they're abused, and they're sold, and they're degraded, and they have no hope for life. They want to die. That girl said she wanted to die rather than live the way she's living. I can't say that I would blame her for feeling like that, but I want her to know there's hope. I want her to know there's someone that's seen what she's going through. And from watching this, how could we not want to reach out and help these precious girls, to give them a chance to be girls, to be young children that never thought they'd be ending up like this? But just because, James, sometimes they are told that there's a job out there that you can do, and then they get them trapped into this kind of lifestyle. Please reach out with us and let's help these precious girls. Let's show them the love of Jesus and the hope that they can have.
I want you to join in a very specific prayer. First of all, for those who are trapped in sexual bondage, that they would use and take advantage, not only in selling those precious people and girls, but using them. Those that are trapped by that kind of addiction or compulsive behavior, God, would you set them free through the miracle of your power and your grace and your love? And then I want you to pray for the missionaries and relief workers that risk everything to be there. But I want you to understand this. You are the ones, the viewers of life, who make it possible for the missionaries and relief workers to be there and for us to have the places to take care of them. It takes $128 to rescue one of those precious girls. Now, I've had some people tell me, oh my, I couldn't do that. Well, you can pray, but think about this. $32, think about that, $64. You get another person to join with you or three others to join, and we've got another person we can rescue with the resources necessary to make it happen. Is there a level at which you could help us? Would you not turn away and say, oh, that's not enough? Yes, it is. Because with that gift where you put that treasure that's been entrusted to your oversight, you will put your heart and prayers behind it. So would you right now go to lifetoday.org and just make the gift God put on your heart to give girls like that a chance at life and freedom? Would you do that? If you can give $128, I believe you will gladly. There are even some of you who can rescue 10 by making a $1,280 gift. Whatever you can do, I'm believing you'll do it. I think it's very important that you remember this is the last week that we're asking for your help. Lifetoday.org or dial the number there on the screen. Use your bank card like a check. That's how you should always use it. Use it like a check and make the gift God impresses you to make. Remember this, you're sharing love and you're giving life. Thank you for doing it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
In light of the gift that you've shared of love, we have gifts to share with you just to bless you. That'll remind you of what love does. If you want peace for today, not just the book, but peace for today, that I think she points you to, ask for this. We'll send it to you. It's in the bookstores, but we'll gladly send it to you to say thanks. Join us saying thanks to Sheila Walsh. Love you. Glad you're part. She is a part of the Life Today family. She's a part of Life Outreach International worldwide. Thank you. We love you.
That drove me to live outside the ditch. It wasn't me trying to do the right thing.
Bible teacher Beth Moore, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.